This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back on August 14th. We're talking about Renova Health, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol RNVA. And with us today is the president and CEO of the company, Seamus Leggins. Seamus, welcome back to the show. Greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you, Everett. It's always a pleasure, Everett. I keep repeating, it's a good platform to give our shareholders a little additional information.
You know, last time we were on the show, we were talking about trying to hit $2 million a month. We're coming up on the end of the third quarter. Do you believe this quarterly report will be completed on time one? And are we on track to do $2 million a month in collections and other activities?
Look, we did make that statement before, and I'm happy to report that we're right there. We're on target. And first part of your question, yeah, I see nothing to stop this quarterly report being completed and filed timely. As soon as the quarter's over, we'll try and button down the revenues and give our shareholders an indication of what they look like. But right now, we are collecting more cash on a monthly basis than this company has done in almost 3 years. So I do believe the recovery is well underway.
We acquired two rural hospitals in Tennessee. My next question for you, are we looking at any additional hospitals in that area or outside that area?
Hey, look, we've previously said we're always looking. We have nothing definitive, and if we complete a third acquisition this year, it would be in the local area of the existing two. We're in a precarious position. We have to balance the capital needs of an acquisition against the benefits. But, we're looking, and we're looking quite intensively at one situation that may be very viable and it may be very close. But I just want to be clear, we do not have any definitive agreement. If we do reach a definitive agreement, you'll be the first to know.
I see that you've already got an authorization in place for a reverse split for your common shares. Can this be avoided, or is it necessary to get the share price back to a marketable level other than the sub-cent area?
Listen, that's always a sensitive area for shareholders, and including myself. Nobody likes these reverse splits, Everett, and we find ourselves in a position we don't have a choice. We need to execute on a reverse split. Sub 1 cent makes it very difficult for a lot of people to buy our stock, and with the current, I believe we're starting to demonstrate an uptick in business and a turnaround, and we want to be as best positioned as we possibly can be for people to participate in purchasing our shares. So yes, we've got the announcement out there. It's been filed with the SEC, etc. So there's unfortunately a reverse split in the offing.
Can you give us any more news about that, what it's going to look like, or when the time frame might come to fruition?
I don't want to say more than is publicly available. we put the range out there. Well, in the filings, I there'd been quite a lot of filings in this. The information statements out there. We had a range. Maximum is 500 to 1, and if there's as actions happen over the next period of time, there will be an immediate filing of an 8K so that everybody's fully informed of what the company's doing.
You know, the last time you were on the show, we were talking about, getting government applications in, fulfilling different, as you know, people down there belong to governmental health and stuff like that. How is that all coming to the forefront? And if you could give us maybe an update on just revenues and where those streamlines are coming from.
Look, the Medicare is still our biggest payer in these rural hospitals, and that's working very well for us. They're one of the faster payers. We have credentialing in place with pretty much all the major payers in the local area, so we're very pleased with that. I think the collections are a result of the diligence and the work that's been completed to tick all those boxes and make that work well for us, Everett.
You've been listening to my guest, Seamus Lagan. He is the CEO and president of Renova Health, Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol RNVA. Spinoff of the software and the genetic testing division, where are we at in that? Are you going to do two separate ones? Are you going to take them public? Or are you just going to sell them off?
At this point, we've separated them into two. We did have a question out there whether we would do it as one or two. It's going to be two. It's going to be two spinoffs, and one of them is very close. Auditors have been involved in signing off financials for one, and hopefully that will happen in the immediate future, and the second one will follow shortly thereafter.
In closing, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview that you're trying to really press upon them?
I think the story remains the same. This company has come through a difficult period. I think we're in a couple of quarters where we are demonstrating in our filings that, you know, while it's still difficult, there's been massive progress made on the business model and on the revenue model. And I would hope that the investors and shareholders, you know, continue to watch those filings and continue to give us some credit for what's been achieved on that front.
Absolutely. Renova Health is the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. I want to thank you, Mr. Lagan, for coming on the show. It's always a privilege to have you on my show. I wish you nothing but continued success. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate?
You always cover almost everything that's relevant. so, you know, it's a very short summary, but it hits the buttons, Everett. So I think we're good. I look forward to getting the quarterly report out and you know, showing progress in the financial situation within the company.
Thank you very much for your time. I look forward to coming back on the show in about 30-40 days and then talking about your third quarter report.
Thank you very much. That would be a good time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.